Let's go to Joshua chapter 7 and verse number 1. Joshua chapter 7 and verse number 1. Our subject is, what do I owe thee? Now, this is going to be the fastest sermon you ever heard in your life. Get your timers out. Okay, this is your timer. Get your timer out. Let's go for it. It's just a different service, okay? I can't cookie cut everything every week. So you just got to learn how to roll with the flow. Flow with the Holy Ghost. Amen? I'll be doggone if I'm going to walk out of here and all these people needed healing and God trying to tell me. Yeah. And I'm saying, well, they got to hear me preach. Yeah, well, they'll hear me preach next week. Okay. Last time I gave you 21 things. I gave this to you Sunday night. 21 things that the Father is not. Now, our subject that we're studying is, what do I owe thee? That's the overall name of what we're learning. What do I owe thee? It's a question. What do we owe the Lord? I mean, we've got to get real about this because, you know, we got to know that we don't just go along with this life and take everything God's got and then give him nothing back. That's not even fair. That's called thievery. That's called stealing. You can't just take all the blessings of God, suck up all his air. Come on now, drink up all his water. He made the water. How many been thirsty before? And you got a drink from somebody, right? Maybe you went to a restaurant, they gave you a glass of water. They didn't give you that water, God gave you that water. He made the water. They just brought it to you. See, we have to realize that we owe God for everything. He's done everything for us. We heard all these wonderful testimonies. How can you go through that much war and still be alive? Now, I fly aircraft like that man flies aircraft, but I'm telling you, it ain't shooting at me. I don't know if I'd go if they were shooting at me. So we have to know that God has brought us through. And last time we asked the question also, who is my family? Who is your family? Now, right now, as I said, we got 100,000 people or so going to a memorial service for one of our brothers, Charlie Kirk. After today, you won't hear much more about this, but today we need to talk about it. There's millions more that's, you know, the family members of that man. You are family. We are family. Do you understand that? You get in this family two ways. Here's the two ways you get into this family. Number one, you have to be born two times. You have to be born physically by a mama, not a daddy. Ain't no daddy ever had a baby. That's why trans will drive you crazy. You can't have no baby. You ain't got to, even if you took all the pills they got, you ain't never going to have a baby. Brother, you ain't created to have a baby. You created to create babies with that woman, fool. And don't get mad at me and come up here with your stupid gun because I'm saying this. Because after you take care of all the people that you don't like, it's still the truth. Charlie ain't here, but it's still the truth. You can't have a baby, brother. That's why you're a brother. There's two categories, brothers and sisters. You one of the two. They didn't say it's a baby, a bouncing baby trans. The only thing you need to trans in, God told me to tell you, you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12, 2. You need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind's messed up. I wrote the book, Casting Down Imaginations. Some things are not coming to you in your mind by God. You just messed up, man. You believe in everything is coming from to you by divine revelation. Some of the stuff is just stupid that you're thinking. It's just stupid. We all have stupid thoughts. Now, I'm going to ask a question, and don't lie to yourself because ain't nobody else listening. Have you ever been standing somewhere and you heard yourself say, I'm going to hit him in the head? Woo! I got educators. I got
I got all kinds of folks up in here raising their hand. I got teachers, and Lord Jesus, help us today. I got medical professionals, all kinds of folks. Because the devil will tell you stupid stuff. Everything you hear doesn't come from God. And everything you hear don't come from the devil. Some things you think stupid thoughts by yourself. I wrote the book, Take Control of Your Thoughts. You got to take everything you hear through the sieve of the Word of God. I'll let that sink in. We are family. Not because I said we family, even my family. Some people that lied to us, had us fooled. This is my sister. And wasn't more their sister than the man in the moon. He's my sister. And everybody, my cousin. I don't call nobody my relative unless you really are. I don't need no more crazy relatives. Got enough of them. Okay. But if you in the body of Christ, we're attached through the blood. Two ways to get there. Number one, you have to be born twice. Born to a physical individual called a woman. She's called a woman because she's a man with a womb. Woman. I know some ladies don't like hearing that because they don't want to be attached to them. I'm a man with a womb. I don't like that. I don't want to hear that. Well, you came out of man, okay? God made the man exclusively, and then he made you to be able to improve on what he couldn't do with the man. Does that fix it? Okay. Probably not. I'm still in trouble. I'll hear about it when I go home. My daughter and my sister will be like, Dad, can we talk to you? Nope. She has a womb for birthing. But she cannot do it by herself, ladies. So two women coming together ain't having no baby. Now, it's weird I have to preach this because this is how you got here. I mean, you should know this. Some of you have children and you act like you don't know this. We have been confused by the enemy. I ain't playing that game. Them bones ain't in me. I am who I am by the grace of God. And when I say that I don't like who I am, I want to be somebody else, I'm saying, God, you made a mistake. God ain't make no mistake with you. We don't need no doctors, psychologists, weirdos, or teachers telling you you're somebody else. And you can shoot all the Charlie Kirks you want to. Some of them going to shoot you back, though. They wise to your game now. And there's one place, they're armed in here. They watching you, and they will, whatever they got to do to protect God's sheep. We are not an easy target. You need to know that. Some days you may see me packing. Just saying. Just saying. You think I don't? Yes, I do. I pack by the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost tell me, pack, brother. And usually over here is at least a taser. Getting too excited, turned off my microphone. And in here is usually a pepper spray. So you at least gonna have a problem seeing me. Shoot, yeah, you might think I'm playing with my keys. See, we have to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. I ain't gonna hurt you unless you're trying to hurt me. I sure ain't gonna let you touch my family. You ain't touching my wife, I'll knock your head off. If I see you, it may be the last thing I do, but it's not going to be. But you are not coming against my family. You ain't coming against my grandchildren. I will kick you a new one. This is what this country needs. Men to stand up and be men and not act like they're like this. I'm sick of sissies. Let's go viral with this. Let's go viral with it. We are men, they are women.
None of this is in my notes, by the way.
So we said we're family last time. Now, if you don't even care about your faith family and the members of it being assassinated, I'm just going there because I want to for a few minutes. How in the world can you really say you're part of this family? Next, be part of this family, two parts of this. I gave you the first part. You have to be born by a physical woman. Revelation to some people. Number two, you must be born again. The first birth is not enough for God. You must, Jesus said, be born again. Well, Jesus comes into your heart. Now we're not dealing with the physical. We're dealing with the spiritual. Unless you are born again, and maybe that's the reason why you don't care about stuff like this. Because you really are not born again. You have never given your life to Jesus. You've gone to church, you know, you've worn out church seats, church pews. But you have never given your life to Jesus. And I don't blame you, because I went to a church that never gave altar calls. The reason I got saved is because I went as a representative of my church to a convention in Glorieta, New Mexico at 12 years old, and they gave an altar call. My pastor never gave altar calls. He never said, who wants to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? He just assumed because you came there, you're a Christian. And if you wasn't sure, you asked for the last church you've been to send you a letter, or you just get baptized, a candidate for baptism, but you ain't even saved, but you get baptized. That's just a wet sinner getting wet. You must be born again. You got to be born in this family. Why? Because God is not going to adopt you, which is the third process. You got to be adopted into this family. But he doesn't adopt sinners. He adopts those that get born again as believers in Jesus Christ. Then you can be adopted. But if you never get adopted, you're never going to be able to get into the family. And maybe that's the reason why you don't care about this kind of stuff. The enemy knows what he's doing, but he doesn't know what he causes. He knew he was killing somebody, just like he knows he comes against you. Some of you, your mind is so taken by the things you're dealing with, maybe it's sickness or disease, or maybe it's family, or maybe it's your marriage or whatever. You are so consumed by that. He knows what he's doing, but he doesn't know what the effects will be after he's done with you, because God steps in, and he's in trouble. That's what Jesse Duplantis said about me. He said, he shouldn't have done that, Pastor Shaw. He shouldn't have attacked you like that. Because he's in trouble now. You know what I end up saying? He shouldn't have done that to me. Because he just made me more bold. I don't care about a lot of things anymore. I care about God and God's people. I love God's people, and I want everybody to become God's people. So the processes have to happen. You got to be on this planet by a woman, not by some other process, because that's how God created this thing. And I don't know how all of a sudden we get into 2025 and it all changed. And we've been born through women all this time, since Adam. And then all of a sudden now, we can do something different because we got chemicals that drive people crazy. Teachers should teach math, science, English, not psychology, and sexuality, about which gender you should be. Lady, you barely made it out of college to be able to teach that class. How in the world you know what sex my child that you don't even know, or my grandchild that you sure don't know, how in the world you know what sex they supposed to be? And you're going to take them to the office and confiscate them in the state of Washington. And keep them from my family. As soon as I said that, sign popped up. Time's up.
Yeah, time is up for that kind of foolishness. That's over. It's over. We may be one of the most liberal states in the United States of America, but I believe there's some lions waking up. Mm-hmm. I believe there's some people saying, we're sick of this mess. We ain't putting up with this. Just because you went to school, read a bunch of books, that's all you do when you go to school is read somebody else's book. There ain't nothing wrong with it. That's how I've done everything I do. I read somebody's book. See, that's AI. That's artificial intelligence. This is HI, Holy Spirit intelligence. And this will teach you how to use the rest of the stupid books you have to read to get through that class. And you know as well as I know. Some of you barely got out of them classes. You got a D minus. But you won't tell nobody. I just pray you ain't flying my plane. Or performing surgery on me. Or like we saw for Ruth, giving you antibiotics. Oops! Wrong antibiotics for your body. We forgot to test you. Oh, we didn't know. Oh, we didn't know, but we forgot. See, we deal with humans, man. We got to deal with this. We got to know that God is with us. Say, God is with me. Joshua 7:1. You got to know who you're running with, know who's your family. The children of Israel assumed, now I'm almost done. I got about another 2-3 minutes. Assumed that Achan was with them like a family member. And daddy has some rules. They're called statutes. In fact, in that scripture that I gave you, I won't go back there, but it says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. But before that, God says he wants you to keep his commandments, his statutes, his statutes, his statutes. Statutes is one thing that I have not heard preached a whole lot, and God wanted me to talk about this for just a minute. Statutes are both universal and they can be civic. They can even be over the municipality, over just a government, or they can be very personal. But God gives you a statute, don't drink. Now everybody else is drinking. But he tells you, don't you drink. That's a statute for you. And see, different things are for different people. And sometimes God will give us statutes and we violate those statutes, yet we want to be having the Lord. He's the one that heals me. He heals you. Put it up there. Exodus chapter 15, 26. He heals you, but if you violate that like Achan did in Ai in Jeremiah, in Joshua chapter number 7 and verse number 1, he went with them into battle. But he had taken something that was a statute that God said, don't take the cursed stuff from these people that you're going to take over this area in AI. I love it. It's called AI. AI. It's like prophetic. We're following all these people that's living their AI life. Artificial intelligence. And we're running around with all these people. Just because the computer can answer things, some adults, humans with brains can't. We're worshiping computers now. Oh, we got to learn AI. AI, AI. I use AI just like anybody else uses AI, but I check my AI with HI. I find out what the Holy Spirit is saying about that. One of the things they're finding out with kids in school now that are in distress is that AI is more compassionate than a typical person would be, and express feelings to them that cause them to do things that harm themselves, including killing themselves. The computer suggests things
that harmed the people, that's artificial intelligence. The Holy Spirit will never tell you anything that will cause you to harm somebody else or yourself. So I say I check my AI with HI, Holy Spirit intelligence. And you got to have a relationship with God. Born again, born of this world by a female. Any brothers in here had a baby? Stand up, we're going to take a picture. Anybody, any brothers deliver without a womb? This is stupid. It's stupid we have to waste our time preaching this. We should be on to greater things than going back to backwards. And the whole nation's going backwards because some idiot was told that he could be able to buy a chat room. I think you need to stay off that computer. On one desk of mine, I got five. Oh, four now. I moved one to another table. Four computers. One I use for aviation. One I use because it has specialized study stuff that I can't get on my laptop over here, which is my study laptop for the Bible, but I use that one over here. And then I have my phone that I check sometimes. And then I have one more that I just play my music on. Ain't none of them attacking me. I don't let them control me. I control the computer. Because you can go to hell with just your phone. We have to take control. And say, I'm not letting this stupid temptation of whatever. Used to be you go to a 7-Eleven store, you had to ask for pornography. And now little kids, they don't have to do anything but push a button on your phone when you ain't looking. Folks, we got to teach self-control. We are part of this family. We were born again. We were born, and then we were adopted. God saw you and said, I'll take that one. I want that one, too. I want that. Actually, God wants all of us. Anybody that pops out of the womb, that's mine. And he starts pursuing. Now, this man here, let's finish with this. This man here, he committed a trespass in the curse thing of Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, the tribe of Judah, give all of his credentials. Doesn't mean anything who you part of if you're not being part of the family of God with obedience. He took that accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord, please underline that, was kindled against the children of Israel, not just against him, but against the children of Israel. All of the people that went into that battle, God was angry at because of what one man did. What have we done that maybe have caused our children to suffer? What have we done that maybe have caused others to receive negative things because they're tied to our family? God wants us free and wants to get us free from each other by obedience to him in all areas. Three things. Number one, know what family you're part of. You're part of the family of God. Please say that. Say, I'm part of the family of God. Number two, study the statutes of our family. We have family traditions. We have family rules. Certain things we do or do not do in this family. Number three, make a decision to obey and teach obedience to those around us that we're going to obey what God says. You are part of the family of God. I'm part of the family of God. God gives rules. There's all kinds of rules. There's all kinds of statutes that God gives. Let's follow those. And then let's teach them. The Bible says in Philippians, as I close to Philippians 1:10, to approve those things that are excellent. Don't just approve anything. Approve the things that are excellent. Is this really good, what I'm saying we can be able to do? Let's approve what God says is good. And our lives will be good.
Three things that I think will start us on the way, being able to have the kind of family that we're looking for. Say amen to that. Did you receive today? Father, we thank you for each and every one that has been here today, and we have received in various ways. For those that received their healing, those that received encouragement by the faith of Ruth and by your faithfulness to her and to raise her up, by the songs that we heard, by the word that we heard, by the things that we've done, by being able to know that we can went to health and we can go because you said so and receive from you, that we can be obedient and that we're part of the family of God. Thank you, Lord, that you give us statutes, things that we should or should not do for our good. Help us, God. Let us be pliable to those things, obedient and able to teach them to others. And God, we thank you for the encouragement we received from these men of God today, the testimonies that we've heard. And we give you praise, honor, and glory today. In Jesus' name, we call it done. And everybody said, amen. Can you clap your hands and thank God for being God? Let's just thank God for being God Almighty.